how do you teach a machine to listen? Georgia has this report.
If you listen very, very carefully, can you tell the difference between the following two sounds? Here's sound one. And the other one. Okay, that was pretty easy. But if you were teaching a computer to tell those sounds apart, how would you go about telling it what makes something very clearly a dog barking and what makes something else a baby crying? This is something one company in Cambridge have been working on.
Audio Analytic does a completely new type of sound signal processing. We call it artificial audio intelligence, and it looks at giving computers the ability to respond to sounds, such as baby crying or glass break, as opposed to speech or music type signals.
Dr. Chris Mitchell is the CEO and founder of Audio Analytic.
One of the shortest descriptions I've seen of what we do is we're like the Shazam for real world sounds, which I think is a reasonably short way of describing what we do. It's technically highly inaccurate, but it's very short. So, yeah.
And so how are you teaching a machine to tell apart sounds?
So first of all, you need to get the sounds. One of the fundamental problems we have was this, what's referred to as a zero data problem, which means that there is no data to train a machine off. And however clever AI is, it's not clever at all if you don't have data to train it off in the first place. So we had to go out and collect the data. That means literally smashing, crashing, bashing and beeping our way through all of the sounds you can possibly imagine. And once we collect all that data, you then got to go through and label it. Then you move on to the more AI side of it, which is then trying to model these sounds and the combination and ordering in which they occur. Now, that is very different in itself from speech and the fact that there's no language associated with sounds. So you and I having this conversation is governed by a relatively formal communication structure. We both understand, we know the rules of it, around of it. And that means that at a sound analysis level, you can sort of guess which sounds are going to come where based on those rules. My dog doesn't really have a sense of those rules in any meaningful sense, so that doesn't apply. So a lot of that language, technology, and other aspects that you would approach from speech side just simply don't translate, and hence you have to build a whole new set of AI to be able to accurately detect and respond to those sounds as they occur.
So the process, vastly simplified, involves breaking the sounds down into tiny components and getting artificial intelligence to learn which components come from which sounds and in what context. But I was most interested in the side of data collection, especially the sounds of smashing windows. Now, a lot of this happened in a soundproofed porter cabin in Cambridge, where I was shown their glass-breaking rig.
Yeah, so my name's Maury Grieve. So I'm the data and QA manager at Audio Analytic.
So I can see a sledgehammer in the back there. Yes. It looks very exciting. So I'm going to smash this window.
So you're going to smash it, correct. So what we'll do is we'll get you kitted up, safety equipment. You'll be behind the glass break rig, so you'll be as if you were a burglar breaking into the room. It may take you several attempts. Mm-hmm. It's actually a lot harder than a lot of people think. I mean, a lot of people think you can just, you know, tap the sledgehammer to the glass and it will break. But in reality, you do have to give it, you know, a reasonable kind of amount of force in order to break it.
I'm so excited. I cannot tell you how excited I am to swing a sledgehammer into a window. This must be the best place to work ever.
No, it's great fun. Yeah, it is. It's all a bit of an initiation for everyone when they start.
Right, so I better get kitted up then.
Yeah.
Where's our star? I can see.
What size these?
Now, I was wearing about five layers of protective clothing to prevent glass from shredding me, and ear defenders, as it was incredibly loud. So, as fun as this was, not something to try again at home. And believe it or not, it took seven attempts with a sledgehammer to get through a pane of the famously breakable material glass. But eventually. And so what's the point of this learning to hear for machines?
There's security and safety applications to what we do. So if we're selling into cameras that people install in their homes, detecting whether the windows are smashed and then sending you a text message alert is obviously extremely valuable in terms of being able to do that. Through to sort of modern smart speakers and understanding that the sound environment in which you project sounds, if you can have an understanding of that, so if you know that you're frying bacon, that has an impact if you're trying to play jazz while you're listening to that. That sort of understand that broader scene from a sound point of view is very important as well.
Oh, I see. So I have this problem when I'm trying to listen to my podcast while making dinner. So how would understanding the sounds help me, I suppose, listening to my podcast?
Well, speakers are generally at the moment are pretty dumb. If it could understand that you're, I don't know what you were making, but let's say we go back to bacon. I sound like I'm obsessed with bacon, but fair enough. If we go back to the bacon piece, knowing the sorts of sounds involved in that and then inflecting the way the music is produced so that it sort of has the best chance of getting over the top of that sound and around it, means that you'll be able to enjoy your podcast while still cooking the bacon in this case.
And how accurate is this, I guess, compared to humans? Because quite often we mention babies crying. I've been spooked by what I thought was a baby and it turned out to be a fox in the garden screaming. So are there any sounds it's confused by, and how accurate is it?
It's highly accurate in the metrics we use. There are inevitably things that will sound very similar to it and will confuse humans if you want to use that as a metric, which some people do. So, for example, I have an engineer who's extremely good at reproducing a baby crying. Very, very eerie. Now, it's taken him many years to be able to reproduce that, so I don't know how much of a practical that problem that is. We've also seen in, say, we got a large deployment in Europe, and we saw there was a specific type of bird that's kept in houses, especially in the south part of France, which sounds exactly like a North American smoke alarm. They are literally identical, and the guys had to spend a bunch of effort getting rid of that to make sure that they could be discerned. So you do come across these instances, but generally it's highly accurate.
You could hear there Chris Mitchell, CEO of Cambridgeshire-based company Audio Analytic.